It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's April the 7th. April the 7th, 2021. I had a podcast finished already today about Mr. Beads. My mom and I had a nice long talk, which I secretly recorded. I thought I was secretly recording it about Mr. Beads today. And somehow it disappeared. I'll be right back. Anyway, I was going to do a poem about Mr. Beads, and then I lost it. I mean, I was going to do a podcast about Mr. Beads, but I lost it. But then I don't know, I was thinking about Rob, and I wrote a few words, and I think I should. My mom sent me some wonderful pictures of Mr. Beads' cart. Apparently Henry, good old Henry. Now, you'd have to live in Sydney to understand who Henry is. Henry's he's kind of a guardian. He's kind of a pedestrian. He's a foot passenger hero of Beacon Avenue. And he's looking out for Mr. Beads. Apparently they've got Mr. Beads' old Rob, as I know him, or both. Apparently his bike's locked up on Beacon Avenue, and anyone that goes near it, Henry's keeping an eye, and Henry came out. My mom was looking at it the other day. I really want to try to... I'm going to call her. I can call her through Facebook now. I want to get her to tell the story about Mr. Beads. And then I wrote a little thing. And little Rob deserves some kind of tribute. I've got friends on. Okay. Female friends on Facebook. Hilarious. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Mama.
Yeah?
Is it a bad time?
I'm just trying to phone the doctor. I'll hang up. I'm just trying to phone the doctor's office.
Well, what you told me about Mr. Beads and the... I do want to record that, actually. I want to hear what you said about Henry, because Henry's a good guy. And about how they... Can you tell me again what happened, or is that not a good time? I do want to record it. I do want to have it on record, like this, the way that Henry's got Mr. Beads' bike set up there, and Henry's kind of looking after it. Like, you didn't know where he came from, but he's watching over it. I like that.
Okay, well, it just seemed like that to me because I didn't see anyone in sight when I decided to take a picture.
No, but what happened? Explain what happened.
I was just starting to take a picture, and then he came up and was... I don't know. We started just talking about Mr. Bead, and he said that he's one that spotted somebody trying to vandalize it, and I guess he put the chain on it, and
but what's happening is, like, they've got his bike locked up downtown Sydney as kind of a memorial.
Yes, and they did have a memorial ceremony for him, a couple of weeks ago, maybe. And about 40 people were in attendance, and I think it got vandalized maybe after that. I'm not sure of the exact details, and so I had seen it before, his bike there, but I didn't think of taking a picture of it. And then this time I thought, oh, I'll take a picture. And then out of the blue, although even before I took it, Henry appeared, and then I sort of thought, I wanted to explain to him, I want to take a picture, because I said, I want to send it to my son, because I had sent you the clipping from the paper, and you knew him, and so then we just got talking about him, and I said, I thought he was such a nice man. He always said, have a good day and God bless you, and was always polite and friendly whenever you walked by.
He sure was, yeah.
And then Henry told me that they're trying to track down his relatives in Ontario.
Oh, yeah, to give him his – no one's going to want his stuff. No.
Well, anyway.
No, Rob. Like, Rob's family – Henry was more is more Rob's family than Rob's real family, really.
Yeah.
Like, well, like yeah. there's this little crew of Sydney people.
Yeah.
That,
well.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just felt like we were talking. I just wanted to, I feel like I should do something. I might write something for Sydney today. I wrote a few lines about him, but I don't think you'll like it, but I don't care. I'm gonna, like, you won't like what it reveals, but anyway.
Well,
it's just what I told you. I bought weed off him a couple times, but like, it says, Mr. Beads. This is what I've written. Rob, they called you. Rob, they knew you. Rob, you were the fabric, the weaver, the beacon of the avenue. We'd lend each other money, always pay it back. At times you humiliated me in the open street. Alex, as someone I know drops money in your dish. Alex, are you looking for weed right now? I got some real good weed. But I kept buying from you after they legalized it. Another, as you talk to someone else I know. These are true stories. Alex, you must not tell Mark that I also sell you weed. Promise me, Alex, don't tell him you buy weed off me. When I'd run into Mark at the liquor store, he'd say he was worried about your drinking. Rob, I get it. You were a fixture of the town when I moved there. When we hit the first name basis, I felt I had a place. Mr. Beads knows me by name. Rob, I knew you were dying and were trying to find a way to die sometime soon. It's like that time in the Chinese restaurant when I last laid eyes on Patrick Lane. I knew I would not see him again. I never said it. Never verbalized it. The knowledge felt grotesque inside me. And the same with you. I never said it, but I knew. That's it. That's my poem.
That reminds me of, I did ask Henry how he died, and he said he died in his sleep. And I said, oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
I'm sure he just passed out and choked on vomit or something, but.
And I asked how old he was, and he was 58.
Although, remember, Mom, I would like to bring something to your attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good to ask how somebody dies.
No, Alex, I only did, I know that very well, Alex.
I know.
But I know that very well. I felt in these circumstances that I could.
Yeah, okay, that's
fine. And that's what he told me, so.
Yeah.
But no, I'm very well aware of that. I just felt that I just felt that I could ask that Henry that because actually he came across as a very caring and a nice guy, and I wasn't asking in a mean way.
Henry's just an incredible guy. Yeah, he's an incredible guy.
But I don't know if you putting your name right out there with to this.
No, I won't attach it to my name at all. There'll be no reference to my name.
Your name is there, Alex. Alex, he's calling you. So that's
the first name, but I'm not.
Well. Okay.
Mom, Mom, let me, for one thing, let me make a differentiation, okay? There's there's the writing of a poem, which has to come from the heart, and then there's whatever, I was writing a poem when I wrote that, and I've just shared it with you. That's handwritten in a notebook. It wasn't, if I start thinking, am I going to put my name out there, every line I write, that'll just, you know. Anyway,
okay.
It's really nice to read this Lorna book.
Yeah.
But that's exactly, those are the two people I know, Patrick Lane and Rob, Mr. Beads, who I can say truly that the last time I saw, I don't know about the last time I saw Rob, I knew Rob was like, I didn't think he was going to last another year. Mm. But I remember the one time when I saw Patrick, I was like, Patrick Lane will die this year, and I never said a word. I never said that to anyone. You know how normally I will make these kind of wild card predictions. Like, I just didn't want to say that. I didn't want to verbalize that about Patrick.
I didn't even know that you saw him at the Chinese.
I saw him once, like after a long absence. They came out. They went out. There was some dinner. They came there. I don't know. I could just tell Patrick was different.
Oh, and Lorna was there too.
Lorna was there, and it was two. It might have been John Manning he was with.
I don't know who that is anyway.
John Manning's just another guy from A. Oh. Well, he's from AA, but that's okay. Anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to do a little podcast for Mr. Beads.
Okay.
And I just wanted to mention that because I think it's really nice that Henry's got his little cart there. Rob was an important person for Sydney. He was an important, he was important.
Yeah, I know. He was one of the Sydney characters, just like Zora.
Just like Zora. Zora and Rob, they're the same. I don't know, how's Zora? Is she still kicking?
Yeah, she's still out there doing her job. All
Amazing.
Kinds of weather.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Well, I live in Paradise. I was really thinking, Mom, I think you should try to come out here. I want to look into like the feasibility of it, because I've never been here for spring or summer, which means you've never been here for spring or summer. But I can tell already it's going to be amazing.
I was there in summer.
Yeah, at the very tail end of August, Mom. At the very tail. That's different. Yeah. That's after you've had a whole summer. Like I'm talking to to experience. I would really like, and it would make sense for you to come out sooner than later, because then you could see Castro.
Oh, yeah, I know. I want to see Castro and you.
There's like nothing stopping you.
But there was nothing wrong with the end of summer, Alex, because the weather was lovely, you know?
Mom, I know, but I just want, I want you to come out here and like at first, maybe not, maybe like in a month or so.
I don't know. We have to see what all the restrictions
are.
No,
Mom, no. Listen. Let me let's just settle down. This is not a neighborhood conversation, okay? I want to look into the actual specifics of you coming here. Never mind. Let's listen to the news and hear what they're saying, because the borders are open. If you just look into it, you can travel. And I think it would be very easy for you to come here, me to pick you up in either Halifax or St. John, probably Halifax.
Yeah, probably.
And then I could pick you up, take you straight to my house, right?
And lock me up, eh?
Well, and quarantine you, and then you can decide. Like, Mom, it's a magical place. And, like, especially, like, once by then I'll have my cement mixer. I'll have, like, some stuff done. Like, every day I'm here, I just want somebody to witness how good it is.
Yeah, I know. I want to come, too.
But, like,
we'll keep it in mind.
Because Castro, Castro is, like, an important feature. Like, Castro would love to see you again, and you would love to see her again.
I know. Okay, I want to try and make my phone call to the doctor's office now.
Okay. Thanks. I just wanted to get that about Mr. Beats.
I have another question to ask you.
Great.
I was thinking that this, because I'm on Facebook now, which I don't know if I'm even happy to be on, but and they keep bugging you for a picture. And then I was thinking, I have a picture that I took of myself. That is in Richard and Linda's yard, you know, on their swing in the backyard. It's a really colorful picture. Can
Richard
I send
and
one
Lin-
to you?
Richard and Linda?
Right? Richard and Linda, Australia. And Linda Pellegrini and Richard Bomisti.
Yeah.
And,
okay, but Mom.
Yeah.
If you once you start putting stuff up, then you have to go into privacy. But as long as you don't mind, like, I'm not going to put your actual name on there, but people will see the picture. So.
Oh,
like it's up to you.
Well,
it's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you.
No, I won't bother with the picture. Just thought, because I've always got people trying to find me on Facebook.
Well, Mom, it'd be so easy to find so many people on Facebook. It'd be so easy to find them. Like, honestly, that's like no problem at all. Honestly, I could find anyone you want to. That's fine.
Well, that's why I thought I should have a nice picture of myself.
Well, you know what? That's fine. But I think you should. Listen. I think it's totally fine, and you should. And you can just be Ternow. If anyone you don't know ever contacts you, like, you know, it doesn't matter. It'd be fine. But I think you should go to your Facebook, click on that little blank thing, and you try to make your. You'll see how easy it is. You'll be able to put up a picture, any picture you want.
Maybe I don't want a picture.
Just give it. I guarantee you, you could do it. I guarantee you, you could just click on that. Okay. Click on your little blank thing, and it'll tell you to upload a picture, and you can do that. It's no problem.
Okay. Okay. Well I don't know. It's a little bit. It's sort of like the feather pillow. If you let the feathers out of the pillow, you never get them all back.
That's exactly what. That's exactly what it is. It's Pandora's box 2.0.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm a little bit hesitant.
Exactly. So that's your call. That's your call. I think you're doing okay right now without it. I think you're doing just fine without it. Yeah. I would not go. Honestly, if I had to advise somebody like that had never been on, like if Raghu, because Raghu's never done any, he's never done that either. If I had to advise somebody like, should I start or should I not start? I would just be like, don't start. Don't even bother.
Yeah,
because you'll go through this. You'll go through this fever where it's like so interesting, and then you get hooked, and then it's just like whatever. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're the one that put me on it, Alex. I didn't even want to go on it. It's only just for the phone calls. So,
no, I know. But it's good. The phone calls are good. The phone calls are. It helps me out because it's way better. I hate calling from my phone.
Okay,
Mama. Thanks for your participation in the podcast.
Pardon?
Thanks for your participation in the podcast.
Okay. Well, I don't know that I want that all out there.
Yeah, I know. Who knows? It's all
okay. It's all, okay.
Okay,
Alex.
Okay, love you. Okay. Castro says she loves you too.
Oh, okay.
She's snorting.
Castro, I still love you too.
Castro wants to see you. Castro wants you to come out here.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I'd be more tempted to if there was proper plumbing service.
I know. I'm working on that. Leave it to me. Within a month, there will be. There will be within a month.
Okay. Like toilets that flush and doesn't leak. And a roof that doesn't leak. Okay. All right. On that note, I'll say goodbye have a good day.
Solitary confinement in the digital age. Thank you. Love you. Bye. Well, that's a little better, Mr. Beads. Castro. We gotta go to McLuhan again. Every day we gotta go to McLuhan. I've done my yoga. I've said my qualities. I'm doing my podcast again. I'm faltering, but I'm trying, and I've turned a corner, and some greatness has been achieved. And then here's a letter from Pierre Trudeau to Marshall McLuhan on November 7th. It's April 7th, so whatever. November 7th, 1968. Pierre Trudeau writes to McLuhan. Dear Professor McLuhan, thank you for your courtesy in sending to me your review. The assorted launching activities, which seem to be an integral part of the current... Can you imagine even Justin Trudeau writing one thing this long in his era? The assorted launching activities, which seem to be an integral part of the current commercial publishing process, are quickly persuading me that you are wrong, that the publication is not performance, rather that the act of publication is a performance. Look at this, such a great letter. Thank the assorted launching activities, which seem to be an integral part of the current commercial publishing process, are quickly persuading me that you are wrong, that the publication is not performance, rather that the act, I think, Trudeau got McLuhan on this one. I've never even noticed this one. Rather, the act of publication is you're right, the publication itself is not performance. I have always found fascinating your contention that the phonetic alphabet is a detribalizing influence, but the more I appear in print, the less I am inclined to admit publicly your conclusion that schizophrenia is a necessary consequence of literacy. In any event, some of the consequences of the reappearance of my China book, 106, footnote, Two Innocents in Red China, co-authored with Jacques Hébert, one of a small group of close Trudeau friends who traveled together to China in 1960. The book was originally written in French and I would like to read that one, and published in 1961. Boom, that'd be interesting, very interesting. Have led me to wonder if I was wrong in permitting it to appear other than in ideographic form. Does that mean I have lost my equilibrium? The proposal in your letter of October 17th concerning a television appearance with student leaders is a provocative one. I have asked that it be considered for possible inclusion in my future program. Thank you for your suggestion. Boom. McLuhan influencing Trudeau, 1978. Hey, Castro. You best friend? You okay? I'm trying to get Mommy Lady to come out here. I'm trying to get Mommy Lady to come for a visit. I think the time is right. The time is right. Time is now. Mr. Beads. I've written other poems. There's one poem that I wrote when I started getting back. It was like the rescue, the salvation, when I started getting back into poetry. I just got to notice, FYI, you can record for 30 minutes max. Okay. This show's not good. Astro's trying to get my attention with sudden movements. I feel I should do absolutely nothing. Paint the picture. Do not hide. I've got my cement mixer. I am a step ahead. Technically, DIY. I did today's step yesterday. I did step three yesterday. I'm supposed to do a step a day. The goal is there. The goal is there. The goal is there. Apollo. Man, boxbrownie.com. The living wall of plants. Wow. Perform the pouring of plants. Ah, I forgot to talk about plants. My last article on architectural rendering. I think plants is essential. Snap. It's a snap. Make it snappy. It's a snap. I'm going to write it. It's a snap. Let's go like this. Snap. It's a snap. Yes. Take it from me, Brad Flash, Brad. Jumpin' Jack, Jumpin' Brad, Flashville. It's a snap. It's a snap, snap, snap. Sean Myers. It's a snap. Snap. Make it snappy. Make it snappy. Make it snappy. Make it snappy. Snap, snap, snap. Snap to it. Snap to it. Snap. Huh? Snap. Crackle. What? Snap. Snap religious? Snap to it. It's a snap. It's a snap. Snap it up. Snap it up. Snap. Snap. Snap, 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 Snapchat, snap, whatever happened to Snapchat, snap, whatever happened to Snapchat. Whatever happened to Snapchat? Snap, snap, snap. Snap it up. Whatever happened to Snapchat? Snap, snap, snap. Time's ticking, tick tock. Time's ticking, tick tock. Whatever happened to Snapchat? Time's ticking. Time's ticking. Time's ticking. Tick. Snap, snap, snap. Time's ticking. Tick talking. Snap, snap, snap. Whatever happened to chat, chat. Snap, snap. Don't you like the feeling of? Why don't you just make it easy? Why can't life be easy? Easy. Snap. I'm not a photographer. I am. I'm drinking, but I will be kind. But from now on, I'll... I'm drinking. Why can't life be easy? Snap, snap, snap. Maybe you should listen. Maybe you should listen to my new podcast, which I am just about finished. I'm snap, snap, snap. Whatever happened to chat? Time's ticking, tick talking, snap, snap, snap. Whatever happened to chat? Chat, snap, snap, snap. Why can life be easy? Snap, snap, snap. Why can life be a snap? Life is a snap. Life is a snap. Life. If you're a real estate agent, if you are. Struggling to find time. Perfect. You.